Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah. Okay.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
This is the official Caps Chirp podcast, proudly a part of the Hockey Podcast Network. Every team, everywhere.
What's going on, Caps fans? It's me, the Hockey Troll, and I am here with that snack, Poly Cupcakes.
Woo woo!
It is a game day for the Washington Capitals.
No, that it is.
Tomorrow. Tomorrow's game day.
Friday.
Yeah, this is Thursday. Yeah. So there's my first screw up.
Yeah,
chalk it down.
One of many. So, Caps fans, we do have to tell you that there is this awesome app out for sports betting, and it is called DraftKings Sportsbook. Download the app now. Use promo code THPN when you sign up and turn $1 into $257 if Conor McGregor wins by first round knockout. Place your bet. Watch the fists fly this weekend. That's code THPN for new players to get $257 if McGregor wins by first round knockout for a limited time only at DraftKings Sportsbook. Do I have a future in that ad read shit?
That was pretty good. That was pretty good.
Does that
definitely
get you
better than I would?
Yeah, does that get you pumped to go to DraftKings and get the DraftKings Sportsbook app now and use code THPN. When you sign up, you can turn $1 into $257 if Conor McGregor wins by first round knockout. So, folks, honestly, though, DraftKings has probably the best app out there. Check them out. Sign in with code THPN. Get some benefits, especially this promo here. Plus, you know, if you like the podcast, if you already do sports betting, just open another account, you know, and use code THPN. It's going to help us bring you better content. It's going to help us further our podcasting abilities via legitimate sponsors, which we have. So, you know, there's our helmet decals. Caps fans, if you're the real ones, definitely go check it out. Again, that is the DraftKings Sportsbook app. Use code THPN. You can also use this on their website, code THPN, if you're creating a new account. So sign up with code THPN at DraftKings.
Do it.
There you go. Polly, what do we got today with our... Do you have anything you want to add? Because, you know, obviously we always record these kind of back to back, but.
Well, you know, the big fight night's a good way to hold you over between Caps games, Friday, Sunday games, the two home games with the Sabres. So, you know, put the money down. Watch that Irish fella. See if he gets his mouth smacked or not, because love him or hate him,
we know he deserves it. We know he deserves it. So,
yeah, but you know, I'm excited to see him back in the ring, just because he's exciting, whether you like him or not. I mean, he's just like Floyd Mayweather in terms of grabbing attention with his mouth. But yeah, you know, at this point, we've already played the Penguins. Hopefully it was a victory. And
it was a victory, forward. Pauly. It was a victory.
It was. It was a victory.
Putting that mojo out there now.
We're looking for a home sweep of the Sabres in our first home series of the season.
Absolutely. You know, hockey returning to DC's Chinatown. Love to see it. I hope that this week has treated you well. Hope you had a good time, Martin Luther King holiday. And, you know, if anything, if nothing else, you had, you know, some good time off and whatnot. So I think with that, Pauly, we should probably just pop some tabs.
Yep.
1, 2, 3. Capstones, we've got a really good episode here for you today. The Hockey Troll Hip Check and the Snack Time with Pauly Cupcakes.
Words.
I think Pauly's going to have a bit of an uplifting segment. I'm going to be talking about how refs need to shut the fuck up and just go jump off a goddamn cliff. But, Pauly, what's yours?
I'm going to talk about what I have seen from the Capitals in the first three games in terms of special teams and defense.
Nice, nice, awesome. Well, I mean, I wish we had something more to say, but I feel like we're kind of dry right now. The Monday's episode was pretty long. We're going to tighten that up, I promise, with the whole game recaps. You know, when we're breaking down games, first of all, we're excited. There's a lot of stuff going on. A lot of things to talk about with Lavi's new system and the personnel and whatnot, you know, just like every other first season kind of breakdown that we've done. So we'll tighten that back up. We got to get back on that horse or bike or whatever you want to call it, because it was a little sloppy. Plus, Pauly's shitbag dog was just being a total bitch.
That's not nice. She's not a shitbag. She was being a bitch though, and now she's passed out nice and quiet. She finally let all of her energy get the best of her, and she's ready for bed. And we got a nice quiet recording situation.
Good, you know what? To assert dominance, you should just pick her up and throw her outside and off the deck as she sleeps.
Yeah, I'm not gonna do that. I can already picture. Just the look of hurt and pain and just the despair in her eyes. I can picture it, and I'm gonna cry just thinking of her looking at me like that. I wouldn't ever want her to look at me like that.
Oh my God. All right. Well, I would love that, especially if you could make it like a TikTok.
You're a sick bastard, that's why.
What did I send you earlier this
week? Oh my God. It was a mom duck, and she was walking with her ducklings, and they walked over this grate, and one fell into the grate, and then she like circled back for it, and they all kept following her, and after a couple times, all of her ducklings were down in the sewer. Storm sewer.
Yeah, so when she doubled back, like, all of them fell through, except for one. But the last one was, like, saved, but he was just like, fuck it, I'm for the boys. And just, like, dumped himself in with the rest of his brothers and sisters. So, you know what? You gotta love. So, you know what? Whenever assholes, teacher assholes, when I was a kid, when I was growing up, said, well, if Jimmy does that, if Jimmy jumped off a bridge, would you do it too? I might.
Yeah, for that duck.
I'm a loyal motherfucker. I might. You know, yeah. I'm for the cause. I'm ready for the cause. And yeah, maybe I would jump off a bridge. Bitch. I don't know. Stupid fucking parable, like hyperboles that teachers dump in your head. Obviously, could you, I don't know if you guys can tell, Caps fans, that I was definitely the type of kid that was sent out to the hall every day.
Yeah. Well, you know, my wife had some classes with you in college, and she talked about how you would show up to class late, not be quiet coming in, basically just put your head down on the desk and sleep. And then when you get called on, you just throw out some like intelligent answer and go back to sleep. So that's hockey troll in a nutshell in the classroom.
Indignant, I guess, would be the term. You know, I don't do it out of disrespect. It's just that if it's fucking not, if it's not thrilling to me, I'm just going to fall asleep, dude.
And you're a business major, so I'm sure there was very little thrill.
Yeah. Accounting at that. So, nothing thrilling, nothing, not any, well, now I do marketing. So, you know, I'm cool and flashy and doing all the sexy, awesome stuff, but, yeah, you're absolutely right. It was trash. Well, that's enough about my education and indignant piece of shit tendencies because I'm a terrible fucking person. But what? How are you in school there, Polly? I guess we're on this tangent. We might as well just fucking finish it.
I've got a nice little anecdote. Okay. And it perfectly sums up my academic career. I was in my final year of school, and I took a class by arrangement,
What school? Like college?
College.
Okay.
So a class by arrangement is when you basically just meet with the teacher once or twice a week, and it's kind of like a one-on-one or a one-on-two class.
Oh, yeah, I remember this, and we would always ask you to quit because we were going to get drunk.
Yeah, yeah. So teacher gave me a book that was like this thick, which if you're not watching, you can't see. It's a couple inches. It was like a 300, 400 page book. And okay. I didn't read it. I went all semester without touching it. And then it came time to, I had to write a book report like a fucking child. And so I had to write, I mean, basically, you know, just writing a paper on the book.
And this is like a 400 level class.
Yeah. 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 You know, this is just one step below a graduate course. And so I didn't read any of it.
Right.
So my now wife, we had just started dating. She found me a study outline on the internet. Just something very vague, like basically like each chapter and then like a sentence to describe, like a sentence summary. So it was basically like a Spark Notes, you know?
Right, right.
So this 400 page book, I had an outline of about a page and a half, and I turned that into a 10 plus page paper.
10 page. Jeez. Okay.
That was, I got a very high B, and she wrote a note on it, and she said, "This was very well done. Do you mind if I keep a copy of this for future students to use as an example? Because this is what I expect."
Oh. And
I was just like, so that sums up how I was as a student.
And so, I think that sums up how you were as a student perfectly, but as a person, how guilty? You feel a lot of guilt after that, don't you?
The only thing, I feel a little bit bad at how proud she was of me for my lack of effort.
Right. Well, that's the thing. Like, you feel guilty because you obviously do not deserve that praise.
Well, I mean, I deserve the grade because I put the work together.
No, but the praise, the additional, like, this is how.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. See, I would not feel guilty. I would just be like, that's fucking awesome.
Well, I mean, I obviously think it's funny because I'm laughing telling the story, but
right.
Really, it's just, I guess the little bit of guilt was I respect her as a teacher, as a person. And I guess I feel like I pulled one off, you know, but I don't know. Yeah, that sums me up. I underachieved my way through a mostly honor roll education.
All right. State school, baby. Let's go.
Yeah. So that was me in school.
All right. Well, now that we've lost all respect, let's talk about the Hockey Chill Hip Check here. What do you think?
Oh, real quick. While we're talking about school.
Oh, okay.
We're going to go back. Since this is a hockey podcast.
Yeah.
I want to say shout out to Notre Dame for sweeping number one Minnesota at Minnesota this past weekend.
God damn it. I thought we were going to get a week. Right. A week.
That's all.
Thought we were going to get a week, just not talk about Notre Dame hockey.
They swept number one. Come on. That's a big deal.
Okay.
All right. Let's move on.
All right.
This is the Hockey Troll Hip Check.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, the Hockey Chill Hip Check this week is titled, Hey Ref, Shut the Fuck Up. I don't know if you guys watched the Philly opener. Of course, they have to put the Penguins on the season opener. That's a whole nother fucking conversation. But if you haven't seen it, let's just here. I can give you the. I've got the clip teed up, and it should play through StreamYard. But here's what happened on the very first game of the NHL.
Referee Kelly Sutherland.
Gentlemen, we've all waited with excitement for this day. Welcome to the start of the NHL 2021 season. Best wishes to all of you. Stay safe, stay healthy. Let's have a great battle.
What the fuck is that? Shut
was
the fuck.
Was that right
fuck.
Before the face-off?
Yes, that is before the face-off. Kelly Sutherland, shut the fuck up. Shut the fuck up. Shut up. I'm enraged watching that again. Let's have a great battle? What are we in fucking war? No, these are athletes getting paid millions of fucking dollars to fucking go at each other playing the best game in the fucking world. Shut the fuck up, Kelly. So, least of all, this needs to come out of a fucking referee's mouth. Fuck you. You're the worst position on the ice at all times. You suck. The referees are the worst fucking thing about hockey, and you're out here fucking pontificating about how we've waited all this time and that, you know, we're this, we've gone through the struggle together and then now we're gonna battle because that's how fucking we've all been waiting for the battle. And shut the fuck up. Wear your stupid fucking uniform, your fucking black and white prison guard stripe, fuck jailbird stripes, and just shut the fuck up. Never again do I want to hear 1/100th of this much out of your mouth on any broadcast. Shut the fuck up, Kelly Sutherland. Was this like impromptu? Was this planned? Because when you look at it, all the players are lining up. And he must have told the centerman, like, I'm going to say a little piece. Shut the fuck up. Because Sid's looking at him like, shut up. I mean, this is the only time I'm going to fucking side with Sidney fucking Crosby is to fucking shit on some referees who, I don't know why Sid has a fucking attitude. He should be over there just being like, yeah, Kelly, yeah, we're BFFs. But no, I mean, they get to the face-off circle. Everybody's ready. You know, everybody's hunched over, ready to go, athletic stance. And then you hear Kelly Sutherland, let's have a great battle. We've waited so long for this. God damn it. This made me so fucking mad. Kelly Sutherland, shut the fuck up. Never again should you ever be allowed to do this. Shut the fuck up. I never want this to happen again.
It does sound like some dumb shit the NHL would push.
No, I don't think it was. I think this was just You know what? I don't know. I want to believe that, because this is such a ref thing to do, isn't it? I mean, come on. You've been a ref, you fucking idiot. This is such a ref thing to do. Like, kind of like take this power to the next level.
Yeah. Being like, man, hockey hasn't been around. You know what these guys need? Encouraging words from me.
From a goddamn referee, which most referees, ladies and gentlemen, who are in the NHL are ex-players who just couldn't fucking cut it. I hate to say it that way, but they were players who had such a fucking hard on for hockey, but they didn't have the ability to play in the league and they just couldn't fucking cut it. Now, I will say that most referees are likely in better shape and better skaters than I am. I would say that, especially at the NHL level. ECHL level, maybe not. AHL level, probably as well. A lot of AHL refs are like ex-Junior A players, at the very least. But, dude.
Yeah. I'm angry. It's cringe.
It's incredibly cringy, but it pushed me the next level. Like, so I'm like, yeah, like I'm like fucking ready to see the two shittiest fucking teams on earth battle it out. You know what? I might even just stop using the word battle in reference to fucking hockey games or sports games in general because of how terrible that little diatribe was. It's fucking bad, dude. I'm fucking pissed. I'm so mad about it. I realize that I am, you know, mad to a ridiculous point, like unwarrantedly mad. Like this anger is not warranted, but nonetheless, I can't help how I feel. That's how it is.
Hey, humans are emotional beings.
Yeah. Just talk to my girlfriend.
Well, the key is not to let your emotions control you. But I agree, this was just so unnecessary. And if something like this was going to be said, I'd rather it be fucking Bettman on the Jumbotron.
Yeah.
Like, than this ref.
Yeah, the ref. And all right, so you've played hockey with me. You know how utterly disrespectful I am to most refs. It's, mm-hmm. You know, I chirp them almost as bad as I chirp the fucking opposition. No, and
they kind of love you for it.
They do. After they get used to it, but it's taken me like a year of playing around a ref for them to like understand like the hatred.
Right.
So, I don't know. This better not ever happen again. Or you'll hear about it. You'll all hear about it.
You know, and if anyone was going to do it on a refs, it's got to be Wes McCauley. I mean, I could accept it better from him.
Right, like Wes McCauley, you can't do that. Wes McCauley?
Yeah. And he's like so dramatic with the calls when he's on the microphone.
Sure. I don't know. I don't get it, man. I don't get it. Everybody was ready. He starts this whole shit. Everybody gets like, you know, you're hunched over like on your knees, you know, like ready to like, you're leaning into the other guy on a face off. And this dude's just like, they were like, what? There's a speech. And then they like stand up again. Ew, God, so cringy. Okay. That's the Hockey Troll Hip Check. I feel better. I feel better venting to you, Paulie, about this. So
good. Good. Yeah. You know, you got to let it out.
Yeah. Keeping that much hatred inside, for me, it just gives me like a lot of diarrhea.
Yeah, that makes sense. you know, it's got to come out somehow.
Right. I bet I'm going to sleep great tonight after that one.
Good. You know, yeah, that's all that matters is your personal health. Mm. So, you know, if that's what it takes to unload on our loyal listeners, and you know, I think they'll gladly pay that price.
Right.
Because they love you.
Exactly. Caps fans, if you think that that was at all warranted, first of all, fuck you. And second of all, just let us know your address and where you live and when you'll be home so that we can like firebomb your house. Because nobody Jesus. Should like this. I don't think anybody liked this. No, I've heard some chatter. I'm joking, obviously, about the firebombing your house, though. Fuck. I'm not joking about the whole fuck you thing. But like, there are people that were like, I've heard zero positive things about this.
Yeah. I agree. I don't know what I was going to say there. I agree.
Did you hear about that? You didn't see this, I'm guessing.
I've heard just like people complaining, like tweeting about it. I didn't look into it though. And the first time I heard the clip was when you played it just now. And I did see tweets about it just being like, what the fuck was that kind of thing.
Okay.
But I agree. I hope this does not happen again.
And I've seen other games and it hasn't, but I mean, just how many L's from like a marketing standpoint can you take, NHL? Like how many L's before it just comes back to bite you in the ass and you just fold as a fucking entire league? This is, you know, I'm not saying this is going to fold the league, but I definitely think this is like just one like little sprinkle of like sand on the weight, on the tipping scales of just like being awesome and being terrible. You know, you have the best product, literally the best product. That's the only reason that you're still around. Everything else about how you promote the league, having a ref, who the fuck, God damn it. Am I going to do this again? Am I going to go back into the rage? Mm. No, I'm not. But
15 years from now, when they look at the history on why the NHL folded and was absorbed by the KHL, they'll trace it back to this moment.
Yeah. We gave refs a fucking platform. You know, look, referee, if you want to write a book, if you want to come on our podcast and talk shit, I would love that. I would love that. In front of everyone, it just seemed so... everything terrible. Everything bad. So,
could you define those noises for me?
It was like when you're like... You know how like when... it's like when you're close to puking in a bathroom after drinking a lot at a bar, and then you walk into the bathroom and it smells like just death, and then you're just like, and then you just end up fucking puking anyways.
Gotcha.
It pushed you over. Like you were close, and then it pushed you over. That's what those sounds were like.
All right. Yeah. Okay.
All right. Anyways, should we go on some uplifting shit? I've really just been disgusting and yelling into the mic for the past 20 minutes.
Yeah, let's get happy.
All right. Oh, actually, let's not. Let's do our Bar Down Breakdown ad read.
What is up, everybody? Mikey CLT here from Bar Down Breakdown, letting you know that our 100th episode is going to be dropping exclusively on the Hockey Podcast Network on January 27th. We will be joined by special guest Derek from the amazing pop punk band State Champs. Make sure you subscribe and follow us on all our socials so you do not miss any of our amazing episodes. We are so pumped that we have made it to episode 100. And to thank you, we are running an Instagram contest where one lucky winner can win a Steez brand snapback hat. So head over to our Instagram and enter our contest. Also, if you are just hearing about Bar Down Breakdown, make sure you go and check out our 99 other episodes where we have had artists who have been nominated for Grammys, all the way down to artists who are unsigned. where we dive into the crossover between alternative music and hockey. So make sure you go and check out Bar Down Breakdown wherever you listen to podcasts, brought to you exclusively by the Hockey Podcast Network.
Every team, everywhere.
Yeah, there you go, Pauly. fuck, man. You know, I need to do a lot better job of, like, editing some clips for us to share on social, don't I?
Well, I mean, if you feel like it, I'm not going to say you need to. I'm not going to... I'm not going to put that pressure on you.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I appreciate it. But yeah, that's a good one. I don't know. Check them out. Sorry, I'm reaching for another pineapple truly.
I thought that's what you were drinking, truly.
Yeah, dude. I'm into this seltzer shit. And just like your near beer. How many calories in the fake beer that you're drinking? Because folks, if you didn't know, Pauly is still on. Is it, what is it, like sober January?
Dry January.
Okay, dry January. What? How many calories total in a can?
So I got, it's Budweiser Zero.
Whoa, easy, Pauly. You can't be showing the camera that. We haven't gotten paid for that yet.
Oh, okay, good point. I'm just good point. I'm just 50 calories. So I talked about this before when I had Heineken. This is zero. It's not NA. Non-alcoholic beer usually has like a very trace amount. This is zero alcohol, 50 calories, no sugar.
Wow. This has 100.
Yeah, man.
And I thought I was going to come over here and, like, fucking be a dick because...
Yeah, you thought you were going to body me.
I did. 100 calories, 1 gram sugars, 2 grams carbs, but it is gluten-free. Oh, but wait, mine has alcohol, so that makes it fucking 100 times better. Yeah. Okay. So that's why. Interesting. That's an interesting comparison. Did not know that. I figured that because it was beer, it would have more stuff like sugar and carbs.
Right.
Mm. All right. Well, Caps fans, that's if you didn't know, now you know. You know, you're welcome for that lesson on alcohol and non-alcoholic beverages.
Yep.
I'm hungry. What about you?
I got something for you.
It's snack time with Pauly Cupcakes.
All right. So, got some delicious stuff to talk about here.
Okay.
Now, granted, we record on Sundays, so this will not include the Penguin Tuesday game, the matchup against the Penguins. But I am talking about our penalty kill and our team defense and Ovechkin's defense. So first, I guess I'll do the Ovechkin part. He had, 2 assists in the first game. I don't think any points in the second game. And then a goal on Sunday. Right. But he did he stopped a few opportunities for the Sabres to score in the first series. He picked guys up on back checking, even, you know, on the power play. He's the last line of defense, and he was playing his position. He was, you know, I don't know if it's maturity, if it's coaching. You know, under Trotz, his defense got better, and I just like to point this out because people still talk about him not having a complete game. And while he may not be, is it Selke?
Yeah.
So, yeah. While he may not be Selke material, he still is contributing in the defensive side. You know, he's getting sticks in lanes. He's breaking up passes. He's been blocking shots. He had a goal saving shot block. I think it was the first game against Buffalo.
I saw that. Incredible.
Yeah. They had, Samsonov was out of position. So there was an empty net, basically. And Ovi went down to a knee and, you know, took a puck right off of his shin, saved a goal. He's been blocking all kinds of shots today, or, well, as we record today, on Sunday, there was a 2-on-1 that the Penguins had. Ovi hustled back, got in the lane, and caught up to Crosby in the crease so that they couldn't send it over, took away an opportunity for Crosby to have a tap-in goal. And he didn't have to poke check it anything away because the play went elsewise because he took away Crosby as an option. Right. So, Ovi's just, he's through the first three games, he's here. He's playing it all. He's been hitting. He's been scoring, assisting, and playing defense. Overall, as a team, I'm really liking what I'm seeing with the penalty kill and team defense. And here are the stats to back up why I think it's been good.
Okay.
The first night, killed 2 out of 3 penalties, had 11 block shots and 19 hits. The second night, killed all 5 penalties. Yes, 5 penalties on the Caps, and I'm pretty sure Sabres had 0. 7 block shots, 27 hits. Against the Penguins, again, the Capitals went to the box 5 times, blocked 9 shots, and had 46 hits. I think the team is playing very much the way that you have talked in the past, Troll, about playing in a checking league. They're playing team defense. They're checking as a team, both with actual hits and just getting in lanes. I don't know if it's just excitement for the new team or for a new season, if it's what Laviolette has enacted, but I really like what I'm seeing out of this team for what we're going to have moving forward as a defensive system. I really think the guys are buying in, and it might be because they're older and they're bigger. So maybe that's where that experience is excelling. But through the first three games, I really, even though the goal count may not hint at excellent defense, I think this is a championship type defense.
Dude, I've gotta agree with everything you're saying. I mean, obviously I love it when anybody pumps up the Caps, but PK strong. I think that I saw the numbers today on the telecast, up to like 2015, the 3 years preceding that, we were number one power play in the entire league. For the next, from 5 years, the 3 years after that, we were like, top 7 to 1, generally top 5. But then in the past 2 years, it's been 13 and 12. So not, it's pretty middling, literally. I think that our special teams, though, on the flip side of that coin is that our PK during those times wasn't that great. I mean, can we have our cake and eat it too? I definitely believe that we can. So if we can get our PP to come up, I think that our penalty kill is in a great spot already. I also have to agree with the team defense aspect. It's just been really solid. Everybody's kind of pulling on the weight and chipping in. There's a I love. What I love the most is, so like Buffalo is a team that that tries to attack the middle pretty often. I mean, they're varying success at it, but it seems like they're not the type of perimeter team that, like, sometimes you'll see the Caps kind of just play around the perimeter 5-on-5 and then kind of run into a cycle and then try to like funnel things to the net. The Sabres, on the other hand, and largely the Penguins as well, and I saw that today on Sunday, are a team that likes to attack the middle, like, immediately. Like, they like to get into the zone and like send a puck all the way across the ice, you know, for a scoring chance. What I loved seeing was it was almost like, and this is like textbook. If you were lost, last year and the year before, I saw the Caps get lost in their own zone and literally stay lost, not know anything. But when the Caps were getting lost in their own zone, they were just putting traffic through the middle. Like, everybody, it was almost like, if I'm lost, I just continue to move my feet and move through to the slot area and just like kind of incidental contact with anybody in there and then find my man. I don't know if you saw that, but a lot of times when we were like coming back, it was like every player had to come and touch that slot area and then skate to their man, which I like that. I like being able to clog the middle and block it.
Yeah. I mean, I feel like that's, you know, that if you cover that area and then go out, it'll take care of itself. You have to guard the most important spots, and that's what they're doing.
Yeah. And they're largely outnumbering everybody in the vicinity when they do that type of thing where they like come back and kind of sweep through the middle. But I think that, you know, I mean, has any coach ever told you, like, if you're coming out, I mean, as a winger, like, bust through the middle and then go out? You know what I mean? Has any coach ever told you that?
No, I mean, it's kind of just been pick up an open guy.
Yeah. Like, I've been told before, like, skate through the middle of the ice. Like, skate through. So if you're a left wing and the faceoff's on the left side, on your right side, and you're like a left wing, like, skate through the middle or skate through the faceoff circle and then turn to your man. To try to break plays up, just in case.
But. Yeah. Now that you put it that way, yes, I have been told that.
Yeah. So, like, and I mean, that's like a, when I would coach lacrosse and stuff, I would tell like everybody, like, just fall into the hole. Just, if you don't know where you're going, sprint to the hole. Don't even pick up a man. Like, fuck a ride. Like, don't ride anybody in. Just go back to the hole, figure out where your man's going to come from, and then at that point, you have everybody back, and you can pick up whoever needs to be picked up. And at that point, it's a brand new game. It's almost like a brand new set as soon as that happens. Because if you have everybody back, you can look at your team, quickly give like a, okay, well, my two guys, like my two wingers are here. Now we need to pick up. I'll be in the middle, and then the wingers will be on the side, and that instantly almost happens. And then you can look and say, okay, well, I need to pick up this guy in the front, and then my two wingers will go to the point. So next time, like, so on Tuesday, definitely check that out. Well, I know we're talking about that obviously in the past at this point, but
Friday.
Yeah, Friday. Friday, check that out, because I've been seeing that a lot, is that we're taking the middle away. Another thing that I've keyed in on is love the breakout, dude.
Mm-hmm.
And we talked about this a little bit on Monday, but I love how we're like electricity, just taking the path of least resistance. Maybe that's a bad metaphor. We're just taking like the shortest path out of the ice physically, it seems, or out of our defensive zone physically. So like reversing, not a lot of reverses. Mm-hmm. We'll play the two-man game behind the GLE, like behind the goal line, but there's no stupid reverses, like half wall on the right to half wall on the left. How many times did you see that last year? Just like a guy turn and basically shoot into the corner and have it run up the half wall. So stupid.
Right. Yeah. I mean, it's making the simple smart play.
Mm-hmm.
And I think a better defense breeds a better breakout. They go hand in hand.
And I think that there's a certain thing to be said about breaking out the puck on the side that the puck is, you find the puck. Like, so shot goes in the right corner. Breaking it out that right corner to me is always easier as a player than having to reverse it and take it out the other way. Like, and when I say in the corner, like it's clearly in the corner, it's not behind the net and just a little to the right. Like it's in the corner. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I don't know. What do you think?
Well, yeah. I mean, if you reverse, especially if the play has been established and all five guys are in the zone for the attacking team, when you reverse ice, you give people more time to read the play and get on you. So if you clear it out your side, then it's a quicker transition. It's taking away it's forcing the attacking team to make quicker decisions and such.
Right. Because everybody's overloading that side, if you can get it up in traffic on that side, you've already beaten one, maybe two, even three players back as far as how the puck progresses forward. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, but hey, I mean, all good stuff. So, are you saying Ovechkin's going to win the Selke and the Art Ross and the Richard this year?
No, but that would be wonderful, wouldn't it?
That'd be insane. I'm not really sure. I don't think that the writers would ever let a player win the Selke and the Art Ross the same year, because that's just like incredibly contradictory, isn't it? Like, you've scored the most points, but you're also the best defensive player. Like, this isn't basketball.
Yeah, I mean, you would have to do something. You would have to, like, they'd have to, like, have an out of this world plus minus. I feel like that's the only, in like a ridiculous amount of block shots. Like, there would have to be some kind of stats to make it irrefutable.
Yeah, and I don't even know what those stats are, man.
Yeah.
To be honest. Yeah.
Yeah, and just one other thing I noticed that I like about Laviolette's coaching is they pointed it out today on the broadcast about how the defense is a little more aggressive on pinching, but the forwards are – the system is built so that, say, that the forward pinches on the boards, you know, they're – you got, like, two forwards making sure he's covered.
Like the rotation up top?
Yeah.
Coming in? Yeah, so, like, the board – like, if you're going to pinch the boards, your D partner comes and cuts the boards off, and then the forward comes up and takes, like, the middle blue line.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, and it just seems like they really are buying into the system, and I really think that Laviolette's put in a structure that Reardon didn't have, and it's going to pay dividends.
Sure. Well, you know, and we didn't even speak on it. We didn't even fucking talk about it on Monday. But yeah, Reardon, completely forgot about that asshole. Like, that's how fucking over it I am. he bested us today in a shootout, or on Sunday in a shootout. But I really do think that the Penguins are not a good team, and I think that they're going to really. I think the longevity of the season is going to wear on them. You know, they still need to get Kapanen in, but imagine putting all of your eggs in one basket for Kasperi Kapanen, a all-time high 20 goal scorer.
That's big.
Yeah. Who knows? But I don't think it's time to hit the panic button yet, ladies and gentlemen. As of Sunday, we're 2-1 with a loser point. So that is
a tie point.
Yeah, that is a 5-point tie point. That is a 5-point first three games. I can't complain.
Yeah, it's we could have only been 1 point better.
Right. And we are, we've got the Pens, we've got the Sabres again next week. So who knows? I expect us to win a lot of those Sabres games. I don't think the Sabres have it, but we'll see.
Yeah, next Sunday we'll be talking about two Sabres games and one Penguin game. It'll be like deja vu.
It will. It will. Well, Caps fans, let us know what you think about this whole thing. Remember, DraftKings, sign up with code THPN. Please do that. We would love you forever. And, I've got nothing else. You listen to us. If you've made it this far, you obviously like us. If you would go on to wherever you can and rate us 5 stars.
5 stars only.
And, just kind of do that. That would be super appreciated. Keep the DMs coming. Paulie, what do you think about this? We should probably ask the quote unquote, the user base, the fans, like what they like better, the Monday episodes or the Thursday episodes.
Yeah. Well, maybe we'll send out a tweet, but when you hear this, let us know.
Yeah, absolutely. Like maybe that's probably like something for like a month into the season when we get everybody back.
Yeah.
All right.
You guys don't have to rate our podcast, but be a lot cooler if you did.
Yeah, we're not trying to like tell you how to live your lives, but everybody cool is doing it.
Yeah. Everybody cool is jumping down into the grate with the other ducks.
Yeah, yeah. Or follow us off this fucking bridge, Caps fans.
Yeah.
Shit. All right. Well, hey, look, Caps fans, like we said, we hope you had an awesome week. Caps hockey is back. Soon to be, in it. Well, we've probably seen a home game by this time. The season is happening. There's a bit of a respite from all the shitty things that are happening in the world. I think it's uphill from here, ladies and gentlemen. So look forward to it.
Yeah. Look forward to it. Be happy.
As Pauly says that in the most drab, unhappy voice ever. All right. Captions, that's enough. Until next week, it's Hockey Troll, Pauly Cupcake signing off.
Hey, Caps fans. Thanks for tuning in to the official Caps Chirp podcast, repping the greatest team in the NHL. Follow me, the Hockey Troll, at Hockey Trolling on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter.
And follow me, Pauly Cupcakes, at Cupcake Pauly on Twitter, Instagram, and TikTok.
And follow the show's handle, at Caps Chirp, on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and TikTok. Special thanks to the Hockey Podcast Network, at Hockey Podnet on social, and thehockeypodcastnetwork.com. The Hockey Podcast Network. Every team, everywhere. Check them out, or we're not friends anymore.